Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome. Hello, Ashley. How are you? Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
The Wild 7 Galaxy misses you.
Yes, it's been a long time. I'm so excited to be here.
It's been a while. And today we are talking about the Big D. Joining me as podcast engineer, Blake. How are we doing sound-wise, everything? Everything sounds good in your headphones and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we have very important things to discuss. By the way, I'm a little distracted. I don't wear, I usually wear my red coat when we do this, but it's so fucking hot.
It's too hot.
That I'll die.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, Nas, you've been...
looking lean?
I'm not saying I'm like, hey, you? Well, let's talk about the Big D. Let's, you know, okay, by the way, I have to ask you this. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the Big D.
Yes.
We're going to show a masterpiece clip from the Big D. Of the core, this character. But what I want to ask you, Ashley, is first of all, let's just ask, how have you been?
I have been good, taking a hiatus from my podcast, trying to find work. It's hard out here. If anybody's looking for a job, it's fucking hard.
Yeah. Simping after dark.
Yeah,
it's just a hiatus.
Yeah,
right? You'll be back.
Check it out. If you like relationship content, many episodes.
Which is why you're here.
Yes.
Because I thought if there's one mind that can dissect this Big D, with a scalpel, you know, it's Ashley.
Dissecting the D.
One day, Blake and I, we watched a full episode. I forget which episode, but we sat down and then, we watched two actually.
Yeah, okay.
I remember. We were watching it before we did the show, and then April came in, and then she was like, "What are you guys doing?" And I was like, "We work.
Research.
It's research, you know." But I love this show, The Big D. I think I've been missing something.
Do you watch reality TV at all?
You know what's funny? I don't have any big thing against it. I really don't. Like, and reality stars like do your thing.
I'm wondering as like a filmmaker, because I know a lot of people have like this view of reality TV that it's like the lowest form of entertainment or whatnot.
I highly disagree. After watching The Big D, I think it's the highest form of entertainment. I think I've been wasting my life with cinema, for real. Like it's
reality
such
is where it's at.
By the way, I was watching it, like no shot lasts more than a second.
Oh really?
Every shot goes like
I didn't even notice that.
It's made for just a short attention span. But it's great.
Like the
I
new
love
children
it.
Children shows are like that.
Oh my god, those are like meth dreams.
Which is like we're basically
Alex Rogers said that he caught a glimpse of like a kid's show at like somebody's house because they had kids and stuff. And he said that it's like an ecstasy show. It's like a lot of fruits and
that's
this
what
and
I was
that.
Hearing that like the shows like now compared to the ones back then, like the cuts are like literally nothing.
Right. Yeah.
So these kids are just hooked.
Yeah, because like I grew up on Mr. Rogers, and Mr. Rogers would just be like, isn't it wonderful?
Just like a wide shot of him.
Yeah.
Just going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And his cadence was always just like, isn't it great that, by the way, I was looking at the monitor this whole time and I have to look at the camera. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody. Isn't it great that you're here with me and you're doing this today? Oh. Let's. And then there was one episode where he just literally, he was like, this is an egg timer. Let's see it go to 1 minute. And then he did it. And then now it's like super jammy jelly pack. Yeah. Blah, 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 you know, like,
dude,
so it's
that
nuts.
Or like even like the Bob Ross like thing, like nobody would watch that now.
Right, right, right.
Like, that's like way too slow.
They watch it as a goof, like Bob Ross. It's so funny. Yeah, you know. Which reality TV do you like, Ashley?
I honestly don't watch too much of it either. I watched The Ultimatum recently just because like I wanted to talk about it for my podcast.
Wait, well, what's that one?
That's like where a couple is like, one of them really wants to get married and one's like, I don't know. So one's like giving them the ultimatum. So they go on the show to see if they want to stay together or not. But they swap partners and live with them for like a week or something and then swap back to their original partner and then decide if they want to be with the new person or their other person.
Do they ever?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It happens.
It doesn't really show. That's the thing with like reality, I guess.
Right, right,
like,
right.
It'll be like a quick shot, they're in the dark and it's like implied, but
right, right. Interesting,
remember.
Interesting. Nodder, my brother, turned me on to this one show. I didn't watch the full thing, I would just watch it when he was watching it, called 90 Day Fiance, where people have to get
That's
married
like on
right
TV,
away.
On what it's like one of those like channels with like the weird shows about the mama's boy and stuff like
right. And is that maybe it's the channel with the hoarders shows?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, yeah,
that one's crazy.
Yeah,
too.
TLC. Yeah.
Where the guys get like the wives from like a different country, right, or something? Or
yeah,
a different one.
There was one right where this dude, and it's like he's like, I don't want to say loser, but like if you were to get into a fight with him, the first thing you would say is like, you're a fucking loser that you do this. But like he went to Thailand.
The one with no neck. Oh wait, that's a different one.
Oh no, this is 90 Day Fiance,
okay.
And then we'll
What's
get into the big
guy.
No,
I'm talking about 90 Day Fiance.
Right.
Maybe it's a different season.
Oh, there's
but there
a
was
no
like
neck?
A guy who was like really big with like no neck, and like maybe all his clips went viral.
Oh yeah, was he in Thailand?
I don't remember.
It could have been because like in Thailand they don't have a dollar; they have baht, and so he had to come up with like 50,000 baht for his wife, and then she. But it's like, dude, what situation are you getting into? She just wants your money, and she's gonna come here, and then she's gonna be miserable, and you're gonna be miserable, and you know. So the ultimatum—that's a good one, huh? Were there any tears in that one?
That was good between the people, yeah. Like. It's like your man's about to leave you
right.
Your girl's about to leave you for some person they just met, like possibly. But that's the only one I watched. And then like I used to watch like Bad Girls Club a little bit back in the day.
Oh, interesting.
That's about it.
Wait, that's not the Blueface show.
It was like the original. It was like just girls living.
And what, they do catfight and stuff?
Yeah, they would like party and then just like fight each other.
That's cool.
And like click up. It was funny.
That's cool. Because I've told you, I think, of my idea for a reality show, Kiss My Nass, where women come to my house and they fight over me.
Like Flavor of Love.
Yeah, like Flavor of Love, you know, like, and then we like, you could be one of the judges.
Actually, I did watch Flavor of Love and like, I Love New York.
I used to watch that shit. Yeah, yeah, I Love New York was great. Oh my God, do you remember?
She's like the queen of reality TV.
Do you remember in I Love, okay, this is going to be a second. All right, do you remember in I Love New York, there was one task that the guys had to do for New York, which by the way, I wonder where she is right now. Probably not New York.
I feel like she has a show again.
Oh, really? Oh, she's probably still doing her thing. Good for you, New York. But anyway, there was this one episode where the guys had to discuss their financial situations for her and her mom. And then this one guy was like, here's my financial situation. I'm broke. And then like he had like a nervous breakdown. He starts crying and stuff. And then there was another guy, this like skinny white dude. And like there was one episode where he had a puppy and he took the puppy and he started crying. I think his name was Romance or something.
Oh my God.
Do you remember any
of
this?
I don't remember that.
And then Flavor of Love was great because it was Brigitte Nielsen with... Wait,
was that his ex-wife?
Yeah, that was that... Because he went on this reality show called The Surreal Life and then he met Brigitte Nielsen. And then I guess she was one of the people on Flavor of Love. I never really watched that one, actually.
I think she just, like, came as a visitor, right?
Oh, okay,
like,
okay.
Like, to help him
Short
approve
hair.
Of, like, the new girl.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Blake, do you watch reality television?
No.
No?
You never watched none of these shows we're talking about?
Nope.
Is this like before your time? Because you're younger than us,
yeah,
too.
22. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This Blake, I'm telling you, you're missing out, man. You're missing out. Dude, I was like, I'll watch The Big D, right? And then they'll show like the beginning of Temptation Island. And for me, that's too much reality television. Like, I'll take The Big D every week. But
yeah.
I'll take that Big D every week anytime. And then they show a clip of Temptation Island. So I guess, Blake, do you know what the premise of Temptation Island is? Okay, so basically these couple, do you?
No.
Okay.
Is Temptation Island a different show?
Different reality show, but it's like the same block. It's like TGIF, you know, like, and so that was an old reference, by the way. TGIF was this thing on ABC where they would show Full House, Family Matters, and stuff. And
I was thinking the restaurant, like Fridays.
Right. No. I'm so old here. I'm getting older and older. Look at all this gray. Temptation Island couples. Okay, now. Imagine this. Different couples go to the Temptation Island. The men go to one section. The women go to another section. Hot people.
So they basically want the couples to cheat.
Yes. And then anytime... what I was going to say was hot people are provided to just flirt with these couples, with these people. And then they have to see like clips of their significant other with these other people.
Oh, so you're like watching.
Yes. And now here's the fucked up Squid Games part of it. Okay. When someone fucks, a red light goes off in the other one. And then they have to sit and speculate what happened. And then there was this one clip. It's the best.
Messy. It's like psychological torture.
It's awesome. Dude, what are we doing with cinema? Fuck cinema. This is the reality. This is the show. This is the real deal. There was this one clip, okay? There was this... So at the beginning of this one episode that I saw, all the guys had to sit and watch their... significant others talk about these guys that they were with, and this one lady goes, and forgive me, Ashley, this is a bit vulgar, but a lady said this. She goes, if there were no cameras, and she talked like that, she was like, if there are no cameras, I would suck his dick. And then they show a close-up of the guy that's her like fiance, and he's just like yeah. And it's like, and then all the guys look at him like, oh. It's the best. I love it. I love entertainment. Mr. Red loves reality television.
Wait, could you ever go on a reality TV show?
No.
Me either.
No. The only reality shit that I can do is like anything that we concoct here, I'm okay with.
Like if it was like The Office?
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that. That's fine.
I had someone hit me up on Instagram on my Simpin account telling me to go on this one show that they were casting for. But I ignored it.
Would you do it?
No.
I don't think you would.
It's so scary. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, you can never undo that.
Yeah.
And just, like, the fact that it, like, they literally do mess with your psyche.
Yeah.
On purpose. Like, they're trying to get the drama. So, like, they're trying to, like, push buttons and just, like, trigger you. And no.
Right.
I can't imagine that.
In all fairness, I think if I was on something like that, I think I would be this way too. I think you would be kind of boring because you wouldn't want
to scared to show my whole ass.
Yeah. But
that's the thing about reality is you can't be boring. Like you have to be the drama and like you really have to like put your whole guard down and be willing to if you want to make money because there are people that come out of this and like become full blown like stars.
Right.
In terms of reality, you know.
Which I'm curious about this Big D. I am really curious about that Big D because like. Is the core my favorite guy, my butterball of a man? Is he gonna like go on and do something? Blair?
I feel like now they're pumping out so many reality TV shows that it's kind of becoming diluted. Like before, I feel like it was more possible to come out and like make it. Like at a Bad Girls Club, there was like a lot of girls. Like that girl Natalie Nunn, I think, was in Bad Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she's pretty big now. And, like, you have obviously, like, Blueface and, like, Krishan, that whole thing. But there's so many shows. Like, even when I put on The Big D, I didn't know there was all these other ones.
Right.
I feel like it's just too many now and it's harder
to become
a star. So I don't see any of the people on The Big D coming out of it.
No. Yeah. But I agree. Because the thing is, like, I got into The Big D kind of on accident. It came on after wrestling. And then I just sort of let it run. And then I was
love
like,
when that happens.
Yeah. I was like, this is fucking great. Like... But then the thing is, like, I was telling April, and then, like, I showed her an episode because she was, like, waiting for an upload or something. And then, like, But I got this feeling of like, yeah, I mean, there's so much reality television. It's not a big deal that I'm into this big D. I just kind of like these. I got into the characters and stuff. But let's get into the characters. Let's examine the big D, okay?
Well, have you talked about the show before on here?
Once.
Okay.
Once I did. So but I will do a rehash. Yeah, I will do a rehash. So essentially, Ashley, do you want to let you describe?
Okay. So it's like couples. I forgot how many it starts off with that are divorced, recently divorced. I think the couple that was like the most, like had, it had been the longest time was like a year maybe that they had been divorced, or 2 years. And they're all going to go live together, party together, and try to either like reconcile the relationship or move on and find someone new. Swap. And then there's eliminations every week. And they bring in new divorced singles and it just gets messy as fuck and they have challenges and it's just messy.
It's great. So like, messy. The first guy that got eliminated, I felt bad for him because out of all of them, he was like the most like...
You gotta go.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, hey, you're not. You're not primetime ready, bud. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then he got eliminated. And then, so that was like whatever. And then the cool thing was like, what was it? The second episode, they introduced Dean. And Dean is life of the party.
The girls are all excited.
Yeah. All the I'm gonna do a confessional. You know they do those confessionals. Like it's all like, Dean. You know, like, Dean, hold the phone. I want that. You know, like, and then they do that and stuff. And then
claiming him.
The chorus said something kind of racist.
Oh, immediately when he said it, I looked at April and I was like, racist.
Yeah. He's like basically okay.
He looks like he's a pimp.
He looks like he might literally be.
He talks like a pimp and he walks like a pimp.
right. Dude, okay, so before we proceed, let's just say that Thakur is the centerpiece of this conversation.
Yeah.
I think out of all the people in the house, he was the most toxic. Ashley, please describe Thakur.
Oh, man. It's so funny because, like, one of the other girls described him as, like, a big teddy bear.
Yeah.
I think it was Joe, maybe, when she got there late because she came in after a few eliminations. So she hadn't seen him the other nights. Because the thing is, every episode, he just, like, gets drunk and is an asshole and fights with this girl, Dee Dee, his ex, who he's still in love with. Mind you, he cheated on her. He was a serial cheater.
Yeah.
Like, a horrible person.
Yeah. And then what's funny is when you see the wedding photos, he's a little less teddy bearish.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he looks, like, in shape.
He got husky.
Yeah. He's a little bloated.
Which I'm guessing is from the drinking.
Yeah.
He seems to really have a problem. Like, every time he gets drunk, like, just the look in his eyes, I'm like, he just looks like he's on something.
Yeah.
More than alcohol. I'm like, what is going on? Is he on drugs or something?
The best part about him is like he's so toxic. It's like I'm not saying that's good, but for the television show, it's awesome.
Somebody that's like the toxic like drama. Yeah. And I think that's why they took so long to eliminate him.
Yeah.
Which is the thing about reality too is like sometimes you have to like, I don't know, like let yourself believe things without like reading too deeply into it.
Right, thinking
about behind the scenes. Because if it's like, okay, obviously we're going to eliminate him, he sucks. But I think as the producers, you would be like, no, we got to keep him.
Yeah. Oh, I would.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to eliminate somebody like him.
Yeah.
So that's what's kind of like makes it more toxic.
Right.
But
right.
I feel bad for the girls that like kind of had to be forced to be coupled up with him. Which I think was just Joe.
And then that little girl that you
went
like
on a date with that girl.
Yeah. And then she said like, I was like kissing my friend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
She wasn't into it. Yeah. But like the best part, my favorite thing, and I once like, I was hanging out with Rocio, like we went to see Barbie. We went to see Barbie, right?
Oh, and so
yeah. Take my daughter, you know, like, and before we went, I was curating the whole Big D. I was showing her like every Thakur part, you know, like just going through the story of Thakur. And it took me forever to find this one part, but he's a bitch. Like he acts like a bitch, you know, like he's like, you know, why are you, you know, like crying and shit. And then there's this part where like he's mad at her for just talking to another guy. And then she's like, I don't know what you want from me, you know, like, cause she's kind of, you know, like that. And then like, he just looks at her and he's like, what is your problem? Like, dude, what is your problem? What the fuck?
When he went up to Didi one time, like to talk, and then she said something and he's like, why are you so critical of me?
Right.
She didn't even say anything. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you're drunk.
Dude, I gotta bring Blake up to speed on what this Thakur has been up to. Yes. Okay, because it is an awesome thing, and it will contextualize this clip that we're gonna play. Okay, and I think for the clip, for copyright, I'll just draw pictures as an animation kind of thing. We'll do something. We'll figure it out. Okay, Thakur. He finally kind of like by the second episode or not second, one of the episodes, like second to last or whatever, he connects with this Joe lady. Mm-hmm. He kind of leaves off, lets Dee Dee alone, right? Mm-hmm. So then him and this Joe lady who does.
Is this when the fire lady comes in?
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. So he and Joe, they connect. And dude, by the way, Blake called it once when we were watching the episodes that Thakur is such a fuckboy, because that part where he's with that woman that you like, he says this line and it's like, dude, if I was there, my eyes would like roll in the back of my like brain. Aww. He goes like, yeah, it's not that you're just pretty. It's your smile. Like I see it's something in your eyes. I see that there's more behind it. Like what the fuck is behind? What do you ever...
All these lines that the guys try to say are so corny.
Right. And by the way, dude, I mean, we'll get back to Thakur. But do you know who's the most boring motherfucker on that thing? And I'm glad they voted him out.
Who?
Blair. The guy.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, you gotta go. Like, why are you even here?
Yeah. He's like so boring. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy in real life.
Or just like would have been boring together. And yeah. Like, I wanted them to like be together because I'm like, oh, they're like hot together.
Right. Good looking couple.
But they're just both boring.
If I had to, like, if I was, like, say I had a significant other and she was the type to go out with other couples and I had to go out with them as a couple, I'd kill myself. I'd be like, no, I want to die. I would rather be dead.
I just don't know why he was there.
Yeah. The only thing I thought was interesting about him was he inspired me to lift more weight.
His abs.
He had good arms. Like he had good.
He had a good body.
Yeah. Fit. He was in shape and stuff, and he inspired me to up my fitness routine. I will say that. But then his ex was all over the place, and she was like, kind of like she wanted to get back with him, and then
she was there for him only. So then it like defeated the purpose of the game because he like hated her, wanted nothing to do with her.
But then
was trying to protect her at the same time. So it was just confusing.
Yeah. The best part was when he tells her in front of everybody, he's like, what the fuck was her? Ariel. He goes, Ariel, you have to understand that I do not want to be with you anymore. And this is not going to happen. You need to show these other men that you are.
He says it like that. Girl.
And then she flips out and then she's like, rah, rah, rah. And then she goes into her room. And then you know how like cameras are everywhere.
Yeah.
And then she's like, he just told me he doesn't want to be with me in front of everybody. And then she looks at the camera and she's like, this is not going on camera.
And then she like, this is not going on TV.
I love it.
That would be me too, because I would be like, please stop filming me. Yeah, like, you can't sign up for this and then not let them film.
Which, by the way, which brings me back to Thakur, masterpiece of disaster, okay? This fire lady comes in, like a show, like hula kind of thing, okay. You know?
Yeah, she so it's comes like everyone's coupled up at this point, like right. Sitting next to each other in like a row.
Right, right. And you could tell it was the producers being like, let's set up a date night thing for everybody, right? Yeah. Like they're going to the Copacabana.
We're going to have a chill night, guys. It's just going to be a chill, beautiful night. You guys deserve a break.
Right. Okay, now, Blake, for this reenactment, I'm going to have you pretend like you're Joe and I'm Thakur, and then sitting next to me is Dee Dee. Okay.
And then it's like Blair on the other
side. So we're not going to really hold hands, but imagine like we're like we're like this, you know, we're holding hands. Yeah. And then Thakur goes while the show is going. He goes and holds Dee Dee's hand at the same time. And then Joe is like they
what
do
the
that
fuck is wrong with him?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
He's a mess. Like, dude, I mean, it's like, dude, you have somebody just, I mean, she's whatever. She's got her own issues, but like, oh my God, does she have her own issues?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, I was happy for her to like, that she like said something instead of just like acting like she didn't see it. Cause like, it's so awkward. That's like something that's so awkward that it's like almost awkward to even speak up.
Right.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah. And then when she calls him out, she goes like,
he was so toxic when she freaking brought it up.
Yeah.
She's like, I felt like you made me look stupid. He's like, to who?
And then she goes like,
what the fuck? Like, even if it's just you made her feel stupid, like that's valid enough, bro. What do you mean? He's trying to gaslight her like he didn't just make her look so stupid.
Yeah. And then I had to rewind it a little bit because I didn't catch what he said. But he says to her, thanks for being a martyr. Like,
that's you.
You're
the martyr.
Or the best.
That was a different fight.
Because
they had multiple.
He's had so many great moments in that show. Like, my first favorite great moment, which you saw, Blake, was when he's like sitting at the dinner table and he's like all sullen, and then like even Dean is like, yo man, you gotta get right, like the way Dean you know, like gets positive and stuff,
vibes are not
yeah. And then Dee Dee goes up to him and she goes like, you want to talk to me? And then he goes like, sure. And then they go out, and then like he's like, I just don't want to see him touching you and fucking you. And then she's like, what? And he's like that.
Oh my God.
I love it. I love Thakur as a character on the television show. He's great. You know.
And like, let me say, Dee Dee's boring, but I also feel like she is broken inside. Like, he broke her.
Dude.
I feel like she's like that, because I feel like after you go through like abuse, like it can change your personality.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why she's like that.
I'm telling you, like, if she was like my daughter, I'd be like, Dee Dee, don't even fucking talk to him if he's crying. Like, don't talk to him under any circumstances if he cheated on you.
Oh my God.
Fuck that guy. Like, he's
crazy.
And she, you're right. She's so, the poor thing. She's like
walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
Anything she does. Like, she's always just having to like constantly be like, oh no, am I gonna piss him off?
Yeah.
He could literally flip like this.
Yeah. Like, there's this one part she goes like, I need you to talk to me. I can't communicate with you if you don't talk to me. And then he's like, you know what, Dee? Fuck you. Like, you're an asshole.
It sounds like a mom trying to get her little kid that doesn't know how to communicate properly yet to talk to her.
That's the thing, gentlemen. You have to be men. Women don't want to mother you.
Why is she having to like walk you through the process of communication?
Right.
So
exactly.
Weird.
Thakur, that would be funny if he like, because who's talking about Thakur? What if he saw this and then he's like, I'm going to kick your ass.
He's going to come beat us up.
Yeah, I'd be like,
and
well.
He could.
Yeah. Well, you
he
know what?
Definitely beat me up.
Hold up. I think I can kick his ass.
No.
He's big. He's big. And the thing is, like, what if he, like, sits on me or something?
And he's drunk, like that drunk anger.
Yeah.
He's scary when he's
but
drunk.
But I will say he was all talk, no action. And I'll tell you why. Because at some point after that part where he's like, I fucking hate you, I'm going. And then he goes like, he starts doing that guy shit where he starts yapping. And he goes like, I'm going to knock a motherfucker out. And it's like, what I know of the male species of what we are, if you're really going to knock someone out, you're going to knock someone out.
Yeah.
But if you're going to talk about it, you're all talk, no action, bitch tits.
And then like the next episode, he's like, Blair's my best friend.
Right, that's the thing that I wanted to bring up. All of a sudden, and then did you notice they sort of focus on Blair and he's like, wait, what? When did this happen? Like, and then
it's because he's trying to manipulate Dee Dee to be like, how could you try to date my best friend?
Yeah,
like, bro, you both just got here. What do you mean your best friend?
Right. See, guys are easy like that. We become best friends quite quick, you know.
Like, what the fuck?
And then in that part, like, Blair goes, I was going to save this for later, but it's a masterpiece. Thank you for reminding me of it. He goes, like, Takur, can we talk? And, like, and Takur is talking to Dee Dee. Okay, wait, wait. I'll start over because they're, this is at the end of what I was describing. Okay. So,
oh, yeah.
Joe calls out Thakur. She says, dude, you make me look like an asshole because, like, you were with me and then all of a sudden you're holding Dee Dee's hand and stuff. So then,
and he's like, wait, 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 wait. And then she keeps talking. He's like, no, no, no.
Right, right.
You're still talking. Let me finish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, which brings me back to another thing that he says to Dee Dee. Remember this? He goes, like, Dee Dee, he gets Dee Dee mad because he's an asshole. Like, he's not, he doesn't let go of her. He's just, he keeps going and shit. And then she's like, no, Takur, you know, you've been doing this, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes like this. He goes like, Dee Dee, calm down. Calm down, Dee Dee. You know, and it's like, dude, you, it's like typical gaslight. What I know of human behavior, it's like, if you just go like, whoa, chill out, dude.
It's when you push someone's buttons till they snap and then you try to like flip it on them.
Right, right.
Like, you're crazy.
Right, right, whoa. Right. Exactly. Like, whoa, okay, cuckoo bananas.
That shit is.
In fact, Blake, I would say play the clip because the clip basically, it shows the aftermath. So Joe gets mad at Thakur, then
Thakur walks away because you're like, you're fucking toxic.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She sees how he is at this point.
Yeah.
Talk to me. What's going on?
Whatever. You are so critical of me.
I'm not being critical at all. What's going on?
I hate the fact that you're so critical.
Wait, pause it, pause it, Blake. Like, why? What I don't understand with him is, okay, you just fucked up with Joe, and then you go to Dee Dee, and then you criticize her for, like, you give her this shit of, like, you're so critical of me. Like, dude, she's not your mom. I'm sorry, you know?
She
like,
didn't even say anything. Though.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And it's weird with him. Like,
yeah.
It's strange.
He's
strange,
the cooler.
It's all that cholesterol. But okay, go ahead.
All of them need therapy.
What are you thinking right now? What are you feeling?
Pause, pause,
no,
pause.
Titty. It doesn't.
Why? Like, why does she care? No, like, just be like, why are you crying, fat boy? You know, like.
Dude, she still has, like, this, like, mother complex over him. For some reason, she feels like she needs to protect him there.
But here's the thing that's interesting, okay? Do you remember the part where he goes to therapy? And then he admits. Yeah, yeah. There's a lady.
They have a therapist that, like, comes in and, like, does, like, challenges. And I forgot, like, why she was there originally. But then, like, some of them, like, go to her one-on-one.
What's his? I don't want to be like that black guy, but
Devon.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That guy. He does that as well.
The guy who like has a bit of anger.
Yeah, yeah. There's Dean and Devon, and like Devon has a fight with his wife. I forgot her name. And then do you remember that part? He's like, she's making.
When
he's
cooking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That
so
was.
Mad.
I gotta say, he was in my cool book until. That because he really lost his shit.
But that like just goes to show you don't freaking know people. Like
right,
when people
right.
come out and like are like, oh, like my ex or this person like abused me, and people are like, no, they're so cool. It's like you don't fucking not know.
Right,
people
right,
people
right.
are like behind closed doors.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
they're
yeah,
angry
yeah.
in
yeah.
a relationship.
By the way, this is a two-parter. We hit 30 minutes. Okay, we hit 30 minutes. So next time, come back. We will discuss more. We're gonna play the clip. Okay, this is a two-parter, all right? Two-parter. I knew we would burn up.
Too much.
Yeah, too much. So, you know what I'll do? Let's give our sign-offs like we're ending, and then we'll just continue, okay?
Sounds good.
Ashley, where can the good people find you?
Simpin' After Dark on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or Ash_Friday_ on Instagram.
Join the Simpin' Army. She will be back. She's not going anywhere. She will tell us if anything happens. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Updates
yes. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you. By the way, how's the
thank
heat?
Thank you for having me.
Yes,
it's
thank
hot,
you.
But
thank
I'm
you.
Getting through it.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, cool, cool. Blake, are you? Where can the good people find you?
Oak and then GWN Blake on Instagram.
Okay, this is very important stuff we're talking about. Fuck Ukraine. I mean, the war, you know, I'm tired of war. I'm tired of violence. I want to see the big D. I want to see romance. I want to see love. I want to see Thakur fix his problems. You can follow me on Twitter @Mr. Nosred. Follow me on Instagram @Mr. Nosred. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Twitter anymore.
Follow me on X. Follow me on X. Also, some things you can watch in the meantime. Go to Tubi. Watch Amigas, the telenovela directed by April Mendoza, Ashley's sister. Ashley is in it, playing not one, but two parts. Two. And you will also see me. I speak Spanish. Alexa Morales is in it as well. Morales, right?
Nightshade, yes.
Yeah, cool. Yes. I knew that. I just wanted to confirm. I didn't want to get it wrong.
You got it.
I'm in a podcast frenzy here because the big D is on my mind. Everywhere I go, I see the big D. You know what I mean, Blake? You know? Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we will continue this conversation. We're going to play the clip. We're going to dissect the curve, okay? And then we're going to talk more of other things.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.